It's Barstool Radio.
It's your boy KFC, and it's a Tuesday here at Barstool Radio, coming to you live on SiriusXM Barstool Radio, Rush 93. Today, it's me and Feitelberg. Portnoy is, no days off. Portnoy is out in Miami, I think, or yeah. South Beach or some shit.
Yeah, he's at the beach.
Yeah, no days off except for the next couple days where he's taking them off. So yeah, Portnoy's off. We got ourselves a situation here. We got ourselves a little bit of a legal situation. We will get the people's lawyer, Michael Taylor, on the line, Mike Portnoy Esquire. We need some legal counsel because the NFL has just completely swagger-jacked your boy Feitelberg. They are now selling Sundays are for the with every single team in the NFL. Sundays are for the boys. Sundays are for the birds. Sundays are for the Bears. Sundays are for the Pats. Literally the entire league, Sundays are for the with the name and the logo.
Now, this is tough for me because it's one of those things where, like, this has been such a phenomenon and it's been jacked so many times where it's hard to get up for it. So, like, you see it so many times, it gets tweeted so many times where you just, like, you fall numb to it. You're like, I don't fucking care anymore. Like,
right.
It's,
it used to bother me, like,
Really bother me, yeah. And now it's just like, well, what am I going to fucking do? But not with this man.
This is a different story.
There's one man who cannot jack me, who I will not allow to jack me. And it's Roger fucking Goodell. This guy doesn't know that, like, he'll sit at NFL at Super Bowl, he'll sit at the podium at Super Bowl and be like, I've never heard of Barstool Sports. Bitch, you're selling our merch in your fucking store.
I mean, there have been fans who have flat out said, hey, Roger, what are Saturdays for? And,
I never heard of it. Yeah. Talk to my marketing director. Yeah. Fuck you, bro. This is our shirt. I've been to NFL headquarters before. I've been arrested there before. I will go back.
Were you invited to NFL headquarters?
I will go back with a Jack Kelly fucking cease and desist written in crayon, and I'll park my goddamn ass on that floor and say, stop selling my shirts.
Listen, man, you're my guy. You know that, right? Mm. I know that Saturdays for the Boys is a multi-million dollar enterprise, which quite literally puts food on my baby's table. I think it's actually very flattering that you can find it every these are problems when you create a slogan that the world falls in love with. I want to have your back here. I love this move.
I love this move. I'm furious, but I love it. I mean, I'm both.
I am all about what Roger's doing right here.
I am very angrily tipping my cap. Like, I'm like, you motherfucker. Like, we held 70,000 towels with his face as a clown, and he was just sitting there going, I can't wait
to sell your
shirts, you motherfuckers.
Just wait till Christmas time, motherfucker. We got something coming down the pike, and you're not going to like it.
Yeah, go ahead. Cute towels you guys are waving. I'm going to get rich off your fucking slogan.
It is an all-time villain move. It is a major, savvy business move. It's a subtle fuck you without being an outright, like, hey, this is for Barstool Sports. It's like he still won't acknowledge us, but he will steal our shit. And, you know, they're great shirts. I mean, the slogan's great. There's a reason why we love them.
It's a cool shirt, man.
I mean, Sundays are for the birds. If I'm an Eagles fan, I'm rocking that.
Not only is it, like, our logo, like, our slogan, like, that's, like, the style our shirts are printed in.
It's not only it's the way it's printed. It's they use the nicknames rather than just, like, you know, like, the Bears instead of the Bears.
Right.
I mean, these are good shirts. It's tough.
Don't go buy them.
I mean, what we should do is we should just make all these.
Yeah, we should just sell these.
Right. Like, literally print these exact same fucking
ones.
We
should do that.
I'll tell you what he's all about. That green. And he's going to make a fuck ton of it off these shirts. And you know what else?
He doesn't even need the money. I need the money,
Roger. You need the money. But you know
what? You make $40 million a year. Give me my money.
I need you to separate yourself from your own creation here and just think about how much this is going to piss off Dave Portnoy. This is the good thing about where we exist, Feitelberg. We exist in a spot where if things go good for Barstool, we thrive. And if things go bad for Barstool, we get to point and laugh at Dave.
Right.
Technically, we can always find a silver lining somehow, some way. Right now, Roger Goodell's just shoving it right up Portnoy's asshole. Just right up his butt. He's taking one of these shirts. Sundays are for your asshole, Dave. He's jamming them up there. And, you know, part of me just, like you said, begrudgingly tips my cap. You know what that means. You know what that means. The people's lawyer, Mike Portnoy Esquire, joins the program. Mr. Portnoy, I said, I don't know if there's any legal recourse here. I don't know if many of the current lawyers out there would take on a force like Roger Goodell and the NFL, but I know one man who's at least up to the task, and it's you, sir. Is there anything we could do legally with Roger Goodell and the NFL selling Sundays are for the shirts?
Yeah, Kevin, I got to tell you, I was just telling the NFL, I just got into Florida. I just got into my condominium probably 5 minutes ago. So I don't know anything about any of this.
Okay. I hate to interrupt you on your vacation here, but this is serious business. So we wake up this morning and we see that NFL.com in their merchandise shop are selling T-shirts for every single NFL team using the Saturdays Are for the Boys slogan, but Sundays. So it says like.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever trademarked that?
Yes. We trademarked Saturdays Are for the Boys. I think we have variations of it, SAFTB. We have different things, but I don't think we have anything regarding Sundays or any other day of the week.
All right.
Yeah.
I think clearly the argument is whether or not by them doing this, it's creating confusion in the marketplace.
Exactly.
That's the issue.
I think it's disrupting the marketplace, absolutely.
Absolutely. I'm very confused. Is this a Barstool thing or an NFL thing? I don't get it. I'm not sure.
So that's what it's all about. And I think that, again, as lawyers always do, I have to qualify this to say I haven't, I know what you just told me, but I'd have to spend a little time looking at it, see exactly what's happened here. But that's the argument, clearly, they're trying to, you develop something that has value, and they're trying to basically steal it.
I mean, no doubt about it.
All right, so that's the argument. And where you go from here is obviously you send them a cease and desist letter, and you tell them they got a cease and desist.
Is there any harm in at least just sending the letter? Like, even if we don't really have a leg to stand on, is there any reason we wouldn't at least try to shut it down?
No, I don't think there's any harm in sending the letter. But these, in the law, in the federal law especially, the letter has to meet certain requirements. Like I say, I'm at a real disadvantage because I don't have, I get so many of those cease and desist letters that someone related to me used to get all the time. But you're very easy to craft a cease and desist letter out.
Let me ask you this, though. If I'm them, my counter argument would simply be, I don't know what you're talking about. The NFL is on Sundays. Sundays are for football. Sundays are for your favorite team. I don't even know what Saturdays Are for the Boys. I don't even know who that is.
Well, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny that out of the clear blue sky, they came up with something.
Right. I mean, obviously, logically, of course, we know what's going on. But would something like that hold up if they were just like, Sundays are just for football?
They're obvious. I would say this to you, too. I would assume that before they did this, all right, they looked into, made some kind of a cursory investigation in, as to whether or not they felt they were on firm ground to do this. I guarantee you, if you send them a letter, you're not going to get something back from them saying, oops, we made a mistake, we'll never do it again. I don't think that's what's going to happen. They're going to come up with some kind of a rationale for why.
I don't see Roger and the NFL rolling over on Barstool, you know?
No.
All right, well, appreciate the help.
All right.
We'll talk to you. That's Mike Portnoy, Esquire, the people's lawyer.
Can we just talk about...
Trademarked?
You saying trademarked?
You caught yourself.
I did. It was like, it wasn't a joke. Yeah, let's run it back. This is our new feature, by the way. We can replay exactly what was said like 2 seconds ago.
This is the Dave rule?
No.
I didn't say that.
Yes, exactly that. But we were talking about it just before we came on the air. And Andrew was explaining to me exactly what capability we have now. And I said, don't ever bother telling this to Dave because he's not going to understand it. He's not going to get what you mean, that we can do playback with the audio. So it's very perfect that the first time we're going to use it is when Dave is taking a day off. Run the clip of Mr. Portnoy basically like incepting my brain and taking over my accent for a second.
Have you ever trademarked that?
Yes. We trademarked Saturdays Are for the Boys. And like I wasn't trying to be funny. It just happened. Like he literally took over my vocal cords for a second. Trademark marked.
Have you ever trademarked that?
Yes. We trademark marked Saturdays Are for the.
I quickly caught it. It was so good. That's so fucking funny.